Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your wonderful love intentions from the very beginning, making this earth beautiful through the power of your Holy Spirit and through your love and through your word. And we thank you now that everything's been done and restored and is available in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit, you can quicken our mortal bodies and you can bring us in line with your wonderful love plan to restore this earth back into its original intentions. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 8 from verse 11 to 16. Yes, God raised Jesus to life, and since God's Spirit of resurrection lives in you, you will also raise your dying body to life by the same Spirit that breathes life into you. So then, beloved ones, the flesh has no claims on us at all, and we have no further obligation to live in obedience to it. For when you live controlled by the flesh, you are about to die. But if the life of the Spirit puts to death the corrupt ways of the flesh, we then taste his abundant life. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit, and you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough, but you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, Beloved Father. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, You are God's beloved child.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've received the spirit of full acceptance that is there to bring about all the goodness of God for our lives, so as to encourage other people to come home and to wake up to their true identity and to be given over totally to the love of God, because the love of God has come. So we no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us and is now working in us mightily through the Spirit. So the whole thing is here. Our spirits are now joined to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit makes fatherhood real to us. God's our Father, and it also opens up that we are his children. So every wonderful truth, the Word says that through the great and precious promises, these answers, these beautiful things we get in the Word, as we take hold of them, he says we partake of the divine nature, having escaped corruption. So we've come out of corruption to partake of the divine nature by the leading of the Spirit, to be the sons of God on this earth. And it's so wonderful. God made this earth to be beautiful for him and his children, and he's now restoring it. The whole thing is we have chosen to come out of darkness into this marvelous light, and it's now just about staying in the light as he's in the light. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.